Please turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 10 this morning. Luke chapter 10. And please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning. We're looking at when the roll is called up yonder. Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 17. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Let us pray. Lord, we do come before you, your throne, praising you, the Lord of heaven and earth. God, we do thank you for your precious word. And Lord, I thank you for the awesome privilege to teach and preach your word this morning. And Lord, I ask that you'll please speak through this dust. I'm nothing without you. And Lord, again, we thank you for the fathers here, the families, the membership of this church. And Lord, we thank you because of Jesus, because of you, we can call God Father. Father, a relationship, a family relationship with the God of heaven and earth. Thank you. And we rejoice in this. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. When the roll is called up yonder, Jesus had sent out 70 disciples. Many times we say Jesus used 12 and turned up the world upside down, but it was a little more than just 12 that went and preached the gospel. And he sent out 70. And they came back sharing to Jesus what all in his name they were able to do in the name of Jesus. And he was sharing with them as they had returned about, yes, this is great. You have power in my name over the enemy. But rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So the title of this message this morning is When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. I appreciate Brother Roland leading us in that great hymn a while ago, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. And when we get to heaven, there will be times of great rejoicing in heaven. There'll be times of great silence. There'll be times when books are open and there's silence because of the awesomeness of God and about what God is going to do. But there'll be great times of rejoicing also in heaven. There'll be singing and praising, and we'll have a new heaven, and there'll be a new earth to serve God in. Great times of rejoicing. You know, getting back to Father's Day this morning, it's tough when a father misses things. It's tough when a father misses his youngest daughter hitting a grand slam home run. It was great rejoicing that time, but I wasn't there. I missed it. I was about doing something else. But I missed it. And that's a grievous time when a father misses times of rejoicing with the family. And when we're in heaven as the family of God and we're walking with God and we call God Daddy, Abba, Father because of what Jesus did on the cross, there'll be times of great rejoicing. Why? Because we are accepted by God. Our names are written in heaven because we're accepted by God through the blood of Jesus. The blood had washed us, and we are walking in our robes of white Not because of what we done, but because our sin's been washed by the blood of Jesus. We'll be walking around in white because of what Jesus has done. And there'll be times of great rejoicing and praising the Lamb of God which was slain before the foundations of the world. Great rejoicing. Also, it will be a time of family gathering. Families will be together again. Loved ones who have gone on before us will be there if they knew Jesus as Lord and Savior. And there'll be times of family gathering. I have a grandchild now waiting that I'll get to meet. There'll be times of family gathering in heaven. Thinking back of growing up, the privilege that I had growing up around my grandparents and great-grandparents and cousins and uncles and aunts, we had family gatherings. We would go to Daddy Steve Ford up in the Amwell Hills in LaSalle Parish, and we would have a family gathering there of my mama's people, and they would gather around the piano in that small house of Daddy Steve Ford, and they would sing out of the Stamps Baxter book. They were the Stamps Baxters. Then we would go to Paul Lewis Windham's in Bela, and we'd meet there a family, and they would uncover that big old table with the sheet, and there'd be all kinds of food underneath that sheet, and they would gather around the piano there and sing out of the Baptist hymnal, rejoicing. Then we would go to Granddaddy's, Lonnie Evans's, and we'd go there most of the time, and there would be my uncles and aunts and all my first cousins, and they would gather around the piano there and sing out of the Broadman. But they were rejoicing. Times of rejoicing when the family was together, and in heaven when families are together again, those who have gone on. My brother, Nanny, my grandparents will be there rejoicing. But you know what? The Evans family, my granddad, my daddy's brothers and sister, we have met a few times in the last few years. But you know what? Granddaddy wasn't there. Wasn't the same. All the mannerisms of him. He'd eat a bowl of banana pudding and say, "That's plum leprin." I can't even say it how he could. All the manner, granddaddy wasn't there. Wasn't the same. Daddy Steve Ford gone, my great-grandpa. Paul Lewis Windham, my great-grandpa, gone. Not the same when they were not there. The privilege of serving in the military among many of you. There was a time when Lewis turned 5 years old, and that was during the first Gulf War. And they videoed Lewis's birthday at Chuck E. Cheese at Jacksonville or North Little Rock, wherever that Chuck E. Cheese was, or probably still there in that part of Arkansas. And they videotaped that, and they sent it to me, and there was my 5-year-old son on his birthday, smiles, and the Chuck E. Cheese band playing, and my mom and daddy and Nanny and Papa and Alicia, and they were having a great time, but you know what? I was not there. That time of rejoicing with the family. And I know some of you, your daddies are gone now serving our country. And there's some soldiers that have paid the ultimate price. And there's empty seats at the table and emptiness in the family because daddy is not there. But it will be a time a family gathering, a time of rejoicing in heaven. There will be a roll call from the Book of Life in heaven. A roll call. You know, a problem of a nation that has left its moral compass. A problem of a nation that has left the Word of God is Daddy is not in the home no more. And our society is messed up because we have left this as a nation. We have left this in the home. We about left it in the church. And Daddy now is not in the home. Our society's messed up because the man is not there. A church is messed up. And I'm grateful for the church fathers we have here. But a church is messed up when the church fathers have been reduced to teddy bears instead of dynamic, powerful men of God who take stands upon the Word of God. We're just teddy bears. Church gets messed up quick when the men are not the men. That sounds very chauvinist, but that's the Word of God. Church fathers and the eldership in the church, the men being the man, as Brother Robert shared with us in his doctrinal study. Thank you, Brother Robert, for sharing that with us this morning. See, there's a big problem when Daddy is not there in society. You know, in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. There will be a roll call from the Book of Life, Revelation 20, verse 15. And anyone not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. Not found in the book. There's an in-depth study about the Book of Life. I highly encourage you to read it. But it appears in God's Word that we're all written in this book. And then when we refuse at the age of accountability to put our faith in God and repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ, your name is blotted out. And it doesn't matter what you do if your name is not written in the book. You'll be cast into the lake of fire during this roll call. There'll be names not there. There'll be daughters called and Daddy will be there and daughter's gone, but Daddy has to stay. There'll be sons called, but Daddy or Mama has to stay. Children and mamas and daddies who have gone on before in Christ. And yet, because your name is not in the book, you will not go with the family. The roll call is from the Book of Life. The roll call will not be the list of who's who. The names will not be called from the successful businessmen list. The names will not be called from the Sunday morning Bible list, how many times you've been to Sunday school. That's important though. You know, the roll call will not even be called from church memberships. That's not what God will use. Oh, that's important. You ought to love the church because Christ loved the church. But that's not what the roll call will be called from. You ever been at a roll call? I have several times. You're there standing with a group of people, and when your name is called, you say, "Here," or you step forward. And all these people will be in the book of life, but when your name is not in there because you have not repented toward God and placed your faith in Jesus Christ, your name will not be called. Don't matter what your name may be listed under here, it has to be in the book of life. Amen, church? The book of life. So how to get in the book? How to get in this book of life? How to keep your name from being blotted out? Turn back to Luke chapter 10, if you would. Remember, they came and were able to do all kinds of things in His name, in the name of Jesus. See, there's no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. No other name. And they were able to do all this in His name because there's power and authority in the name of Jesus. But look in verse 16. Here Jesus is announcing woes to cities, because He literally, God in the flesh, walked through them and did miracles, and they would not repent. And here's what He says in verse 16. He who hears you hears me, speaking to the men who went out in His name. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects Him who sent me. See, it's about Jesus. It's really not about you or me. The new false gospel is, it's all about me. No, it's not. It's about Him and His grace and mercy. It's about Him. And if you want to be in the book of life, you must be in Him. You must be baptized, immersed. Your life must be given to Him. That's how. That's how you can get in the book. And Jesus even goes on and says in Luke chapter 15 that when one repents and turns to Him, you know where there's rejoicing at? In heaven. If you give your heart and life to Him, the angels in heaven applaud Him, not you. Applause because of what He has done. Again, He has extended mercy and grace to someone. You've received it. There's applause in heaven when one comes to Him. I will be there. I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I know in whom I have believed in. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him. I know I will be there. Sir, do you? Ma'am, do you? Sir, if you would just see Jesus. Ma'am, if you would just see Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, again, what an awful thought. A family gathering and Daddy not there. What a sorrow it is to ponder about that. God, may we turn to You and place our faith in Christ alone for salvation. For Your glory, amen.